All right, we're going to get started here with our media availabilities following qualifying for Sunday's Ticket Guardian 500. We are joined by Kyle Larson, who will start second in Sunday's race. He is the driver of the number 42, Credit One Bank Chevrolet. Kyle, why don't you just take us through your lap out there?
Our qualifying was good. It was a little bit different, you know, compared to years past, you know, with us qualifying about an hour and a half earlier or whatever. Today, which was nice, we didn't have the sun in our face down the front stretch, but the track was a little or a lot slicker, it seemed, especially that first round. So we had to adjust on our car a little bit and adjust your driving style more compared to normal, which was fun to do. But yeah, it would have been nice to get the pole. I think this is probably by far my best track when it comes to qualifying. I still don't have a pole, but I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever qualified worse than eighth here my four previous seasons. So like I said, it would have been nice to get the pole and you'll get that done. But we'll have a good car come Sunday, and hopefully you'll be in victory lane where it really matters.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Kyle. We'll start in the front with Reed.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. I heard you say outside that you really thought you had a really good shot this time. Did you feel like Truex's lap came out of nowhere pretty much?
I suppose. I guess a little bit. You know, I mean, anybody really in the top, I feel like in most tracks you go to, top six or seven kind of have a shot at the pole when it comes to the final round. You just got to put your lap together. You know, everybody's so close, and lap time, you know, a little flinch can be, you know, half a tenth. So I don't think it came out of nowhere, but I thought it kind of be me, Chase or Bowman to get the pole, but obviously the 78 got it. So but you know, they're a great team, so I guess you can't ever be surprised by it.
Go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck at jeffgluck.com. Are you worried at all about fans being able to report things on social media? Harvick seemed to infer that he thought his penalty was because of the pictures that were floating around social media. Does that concern you for the future?
Social media is a part of life. We all have to accept it, I guess. So, it sucks that, you know, fans can, you know, point stuff in, because it seems like, you know, with golf, it seems like lately, the last few years, a lot of fans, you know, turn in, you know, they slow mo their own, you know, broadcast and show them, you know, that you know, player maybe moved his ball in the wrong spot or whatever, and they get penalized, you know, some strokes, which ends up hurting them in a big tournament or something. So, it kind of stinks that fans can do that, but social media is hurt a lot of things, so I guess we just all have to live with social media.
We'll go to Mike and then Wolfgang.
Have you had time this weekend to think about how you're going to attack the new restart zone in the fall?
We're still restarting over here, so I'm more worried about the restarts through that corner right now. But you know, myself and Hamlin and Stenhouse were kind of talking about it a little bit on the drive here this morning, and we all just think it's going to be pretty exciting, honestly. I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see, but I feel like if you get a good launch, you could just, if you're on the inside lane, you can kind of just hang a hard left at the flag stand and you know, shortcut that little radius and be to their inside in three and four. So you never know how it might work, but I think it's going to be interesting and exciting for sure with the restart zone being at that end now, or you know, later this year.
Go to Wolfgang.
Kyle, with this new car, with a new Camaro, is it difficult more to set it up compared to last year's car? Or
what's that?
Is it the new car? Is it more difficult to set it up compared to last year's car?
I hold the steering wheel. I don't worry about setups. But talking to my team, I know the Hendrick guys kind of been complaining about it a little bit, but our team seems to be just as fast as we were last year, so I don't think there's anything different on our end. It doesn't drive one bit different to me than it did last year. So,
you have no different feeling behind the
It does not have a different feeling.
Okay, thank you.
It's the same chassis, same components. Yeah. The body's just different.
And we'll finish up here with Lee.
Lee Spencer, do you feel like the car or that Ganassi hasn't struggled the way the Hendrick cars have because of the change, because you only have two people, they have four, and they've got new team members over there, and you guys have just kind of been status quo, so it enabled you kind of to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, I think being a two-car team kind of helps in a lot of aspects. I don't know how their whole shop or two shops operates, so it's kind of hard to judge from the outside looking in. But from our team, you know, it sounds like, you know, only having two cars, when we design something, it's easier to get it to each of our cars. You know, where it's a four-car team, it seems to take a little bit longer maybe to get new things put on race cars. So, but then there's also some disadvantages, you know, of not having four cars or and stuff like that. But I like being on a two-car team, and you know, I think our team has done a really good job at, you know, doing their homework over the past few seasons on, you know, the previous car and then our current car. So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how they operate at Hendrick, so I just know our team does a really good job at our place.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks.